Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Please, fast, your position, please. Your position.
AP-52. We have a small children. Please, can you have a break?
Okay, how many people on board?
I think it's about 150 persons.
100?
Sometimes the power of documentary filmmaking can make you weak with a kind of humility that only comes from bearing witness to powerful human experiences.
Okay.
And we have most of them is women and kids. Please, can you help us very quickly? Yeah, we are staying here in the same coordination. We will not move.
That's a call on a radio in the dark. There's really no picture, just the sound of a voice on a boat somewhere in the Mediterranean, pleading for help.
The same coordination, we will not move.
Madam, please, calm down, because we will send rescue, but you need to calm down. Okay, so save your battery. I will call you back.
This is a scene from the film Fire at Sea, shot from the bridge of an Italian Navy vessel in the middle of the crisis of migrants that has seen over 1 million people, mostly fleeing Syria and Iraq, crossing the Mediterranean last year, the majority of them making the trip across the Aegean Sea to crowded refugee camps in Greece, or they're attempting to cross the Mediterranean from Libya into Italy. Either way, it's a deadly journey across the perilous distance from certain death to potential death. This year, more than 3,173 migrants have rolled the dice and died. The number of fatalities up 14% from 2015, according to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Gianfranco Rossi is the director of this film. For a year and a half, he lived in Lampedusa, a small Italian island in the Mediterranean just north of the Libyan coast. He lived on board Italian warships, responding to distress calls from wooden boats full of migrants, hoping for a new life in Europe.
It was important because Lampedusa has been on the edge of news and media for years, but always linked to certain tragedy, unfortunately, death of migrants, and it became like somehow a sort of container of tragic story. And every time it was somehow left out, the fact that in this island there live some people. So for me, it was necessary to somehow change the point of view. There was this need of somehow get it deeper inside the story of the people living there.
There are many moments like this. I mean, here's one in particular, which gives you a sense of people so close to each other calling on for help, and yet the help impossible to be delivered.
How many people?
Please.
How many people?
250.
Your position.
There is in danger. Please, we beg you, please, as ever.
Your position.
In the name of God.
Your position.
Yeah, our position. One, Mr.
Your position.
We are in the Mediterranean. We are in the Mediterranean. Please.
Your
position. Please, we beg you.
Your position. My friend. Hello? Hello?
What were you feeling?
It's what I feel exactly now, sense of impotence mostly, because these voices, this cry for help, they happen every day constantly. There are these boats, they live from Libya in very, very desperate condition. These boats are not able to cross the sea, and most of that time they sink after 2-3 hours of navigation. So more than 20,000 people die in the last 15 years, try to cross Libya to arrive to Lampedusa to reach freedom. And this is one of the biggest tragedy Europe is facing. And when I hear this sound, you know, there is so much desperation in those voices. And this, unfortunately, was these people, they were never found. They were
never found.
They were never found, yeah.
So that voice, but also the voice, that voice of the is other, the last significance of
the last sight of life, you
right.
know. It's, I was witnessing this for 40 days, every day. One day we did more than 2,000 rescue in one single day from the military boat. 2,000 people were brought alive in the things. And then one day, unfortunately, I encountered death, and death came to me. I didn't want to film death. I always avoided to film death in my film because I know how big responsibility is to put your camera on someone that is dead body. And that day I met dead, and I met, unfortunately, 50 people that died under the boat. And I went down there to film that scene. And it was very difficult. I had the support of the commander of the Navy, that he told me it's your responsibility to film that. This is like being in front of a chamber gas and not filming because it's too harsh. You have to show this to the world. And I forced myself to go down there, and I filmed that 30-second that appeared in the film. And so then the whole film was somehow to build in order to show this tragedy, and not only to arrive there and show the death, but also to be able to go out of that and give somehow dignity also to the people that I was filming in Lampedusa.
One of the biggest steps in that journey is the step that each one of those migrants takes to get in one of those boats, knowing from the reports now that, you know, you might never survive. Could you imagine what it was like? Could you imagine yourself getting into one of the boats that you saw in those 40 days?
You know, when I asked them, what made you do this? What make you cross the sea in this condition? When you know you might die, that's what my question was. And he told me, it's the word might, because if we stay in Libya, we will die for sure. So it's that desperation of escaping the fire somehow, you know, escaping the, when people, they have the fire, they jump the window, and then no matter what, they have to, instead of getting burned, they have to jump towards something, and that's what they do, they jump into the sea. That's what the band says, jumping into the water, you know. And sometimes they made it, sometimes they don't make it. But that's what he told me. In Libya, we will die no matter what. And there we have the hope. And we are here now. We made it. And we are in Lampedusa. We reached freedom. And this is, again, the duty of our country, of Europe, of not betraying the hope of these people that arrived. And they finally reached a dream of freedom. And most of the time, we are not able to fulfill this hope and this dream. And we say, we don't want you here. Please go back to your country. After the years of journey, money they spend, and they arrive to touch a land of freedom, and then feeling that the people, they don't want them, and, you know, building walls.
We're all in that.
You know, when Barack Obama made his speech at the United Nations a few weeks ago on the migrant crisis, he said something very, very strong. He said, if we build a barrier, if we build a wall, we create a prison for ourselves. And that's what we have to understand, you know, that war never resists history.
Gianfranco Rossi, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.